Yo, what's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. I am really excited because today I am getting my new guitar. I'm getting a new acoustic guitar. I've had my Martin for, I don't even know how long, like 9 years or something. Maybe like 10 or 11 years. I'm not even really sure right now. I think maybe it's since 2008. I'm not sure. But it's gone through so much goddamn use. I use it for work. I use it for my gigs. I use it for recording. I use it for just playing, you know, writing music. It travels all the time, and I'm not good at taking care of guitar. I'm not good at taking care of that guitar, any guitar specifically, but because it's an acoustic guitar, I never like humidified it. You know, I didn't get that packet that you put in, you dip it in a sponge and then you put it in your guitar. Like, I didn't do any of that, man. And I got it repaired like once every like 8 months or something like that. But that was only like over the last, like, you know, 3 years I was doing that, or 4 years. But the last couple times I've taken it, a lot of, like, the luthiers have been like, hey, so your guitar is, like, almost completely, like, gone, like, just ruined. You know, you have to, get a new one, or if you want to restore it, it's just going to cost you just as much as if you were just to get a new one. So, I'm still going to use it. I'm going to keep it for my day job and for gigs. I'm still going to use it for that, but my new guitar, I'm going to use it for recording and writing music at home. And maybe as it goes through more use, I'll probably start using it for gigs. Probably. But I love it. It's an Art and Luthery, which is like a subdivision of Godin guitars. And it's beautiful. It's like a concert hall, CW Legacy, Bourbon Burst. It's left-handed, obviously. It's so hard. This is going to be my first time. This is going to be my first time playing a left-handed guitar before buying it. You know what I mean? Like, usually I have to buy it online and get it custom-made, and then I don't even, like, I'm just, like, forced to like it, you know? Because I haven't been spoiled from being in a guitar store and seeing, you know, being able to play any guitar I see. Because if you go to any guitar center, there's, like, two lefties in the whole store. It's crazy. And one of them is always like a $100 Strat or something like that. That goes for acoustic guitars. Actually, when I bought my Strat, they had like the $1,300 American Pro. And then I worked my way up to get that. But I did play it before I bought it, which was when I fell in love with it. I mean, I had never played a nice Strat before. But anyways, this is an acoustic guitar, acoustic electric, and I love it. I mean, I love the way it looks. And, you know, it's got great reviews. And I can't wait to play it. So they ordered it to the store. You can only get it through their dealers. You can't get it online unless you buy it from, like, somebody, like on Reverb or something like that, like, or eBay. But they have different dealers, and the closest one to me is in Bellingham, Massachusetts. It's, like, 30 minutes away from my work. So I'm going to pick it up after work. And they ordered it to the store, and I haven't bought it yet. Because if I don't like it, I don't have to buy it, right? They didn't order it for me. They ordered it for the store. So I really cannot wait to just play it and hopefully buy it and record with it, take pictures with it, and just have it. I haven't said this to you guys yet, but I am working on new songs. And it's very like nylon guitar and acoustic guitar oriented. And I'm doing something special this time around, guys. I am recording it in a church, like a Reverbic hall. It is a church. I guess it's technically a church, but it's not like, you know, the altar and like all like the rows of seats and stuff like that. It's not like that kind of church. It's more of like a, like the room I'm recording in is more of like a concert hall. Like, it's just like a really nice room where they have like meetings and events there all the time. It's like local. It's in Jamaica Plain. It's like a literally like a 4 minute walk from where I live. And I visited it. I actually visited multiple churches, but they gave me a really good price. $25 an hour. So I checked out, like, Boston Symphony Hall is like the most beautiful venue in the city of Boston, and the second most beautiful, think of like a, you know, 1500 capacity, like, beautiful, like, golden room hall, okay, for like recitals or whatnot. It's just beautiful. It's called Jordan Hall from New England Conservatory, and I just took a shot in the dark to see how much they would charge. And keep in mind, it's gorgeous. And it's actually way cheaper than I thought. It's still super expensive. It's $350 an hour. But I know that's a lot. I would not do that. But man, for like a video, that'd be pretty amazing to have that whole hall to yourself, like this golden room. I've considered it just for like an hour, right? Maybe half an hour, but man, that would be awesome. But anyways, I'm really excited for this, and I booked two dates. It's a week from today. It's on June 18th and June 27th. I booked like a few hours each time to set up my mics and to, you know, it's going to be my first time like capturing like natural reverb and I got my new AT4040 Audio-Technica mic. Really excited to use that on this beautiful new guitar that hopefully I'll be buying today. And I have like a nylon guitar. It's a Pavon. I love it. I can't wait to use it, and I can't wait to record these songs. And that's all I'm gonna share with you guys about those songs. But you know, hopefully be done in like a month, you know, maybe a month and a half, hopefully earlier. I'm gonna have a lot of strings done on them too with my man Robert Trevisani. Man, he's great. He's my George Martin. Gets my strings done. He did the strings on Champagne Dizza and I the Lurker tracks five and seven on Wavelength. But I can't wait. I'm really excited. This is really exciting. It's my new guitar, man. My new baby. Ugh, can't wait. Okay, that's it. I just want to share that with you guys. Oh, I've been working on the email community more. I'm working on the home recording blueprint. I recorded videos 1, 2, and 3. I wrote the whole PDF. Getting a lot done with that. And yeah, it was really fun to record. It was hard. I had to think about like recording the screen, also recording my voice, also getting a good, you know, video recording and like matching them all up. And like, I'm currently in the editing phase for that. I think I have one more video to edit, and then I'm going to start just consolidating it, putting it together. And then I got to learn like the MailChimp, like, but that'll take like a good afternoon to like learn how to do that. But, man, I can't wait. All right, guys, I will talk to you on Thursday. All my love, and have a great rest of your week. See ya.